AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An escaped prisoner on the run for 3 weeks was caught on Verba Bontrager's Cornstable, New York property Sunday.
We were sitting on the chairs visiting, and then I heard a couple shots. And I didn't really think what it was, but then the cop cars kept coming.
New York State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says David Sweat refused to stop when a state trooper spotted him.
At some point running across a field, he realized that Sweat was going to make it to a tree line and possibly could have disappeared. And he fired two shots from his service weapon, his handgun, hitting Sweat twice in the torso.
Sweat was not armed when taken into custody, then transported to a hospital. A prosecutor says the surviving inmate who broke out of the Clinton Correctional Facility will be charged with escape, burglary, and other counts. A small plane crashed into a house Sunday evening in Plainville, Massachusetts, killing three people on board. Fire Chief Justin Alexander.
It appears it hit high on the back of the house. Whether it penetrated and how far it penetrated, that'll be part of the investigation.
Residents managed to flee as fire engulfed the home. Greece's five-year financial crisis has taken its most dramatic turn yet. The cabinet deciding that Greek banks will be closed for 6 business days and restrictions will be imposed on cash withdrawals. This man in Athens predicts this will spark more protests in Greece.
It's obvious that we will see in the next day various forms of orchestrated attempts towards of economic aggression. It cannot be described in any other way.
For the past 2 days, Greeks have been rushing to ATMs to withdraw money. An unmanned SpaceX rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station broke apart Sunday shortly after liftoff. It was a severe blow to NASA, the third cargo mission to fail in 8 months. This is AP Radio News. Chris Squire, bassist and co-founder of the progressive rock band Yes, who recently announced he had leukemia, has died at 67.
Yes went through many lineup changes, but Chris Squire was the only consistent member. He attributed that to the fact that he just never got around to leaving. He co-wrote such Yes hits as Owner of a Lonely Heart, Leave It, and I've Seen All Good People. Squire was also renowned for being chronically tardy. Squire joked in a 1997 AP interview that may be his lasting legacy.
Well, you know, on my gravestone, I want to have the late Chris Squire on it.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Jurassic World is the number one movie at the box office for the third weekend in a row.
They're thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt.
It earned another $54 million, pushing it past the $500 million mark domestically. Ted 2 opened in third place. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.